Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. Live Saturday show. Phones are open if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Although for some reason people will be getting a busy signal even though there's an open line, so something's a little wacky with our system.
Well, recently the phones have been packed, at least when I've been on the show. So
they are loaded up. There's no doubt about that. A lot of people want to get on the air and share their thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
Beakless Mountain Mayor.
And the Captain.
Captain, you got partially restricted on Facebook today.
I did. Oddly enough.
What happened?
I posted a photo from the helicopter footage of this day 18 years ago when Marvin Heemeyer, a.k.a. the Killdozer, decided to bring out his homemade tank and destroy the town in which he lived for the crimes of cutting off his property from access and then fining him for something that the property next door to his did. The property next door cut off his access to water and sewer, and so the city, of course, fined him for that.
He didn't kill anybody, right? He destroyed some buildings.
He killed himself.
Okay.
There was only one casualty in the entire ordeal, and that was himself. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the Killdozer, just go ahead and throw that into a search engine. Marvin Heemeyer, H-E-E-M-E-Y-E-R.
Kind of a strange name for something that didn't really kill other people.
Did he call it that, or was that what the internet called it?
Believe it or not, there was a movie out of, I don't know, 72, 73, mm-hmm. maybe, called Killdozer. And I don't know, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't say what the content is about. But the term originated, near as I could tell, with that movie. And so somebody just attributed that.
It just sort of became that.
But what he did is he took the city, basically. I mean, they effed him really good.
That's
and
what
hard
cities do.
And hard. And he didn't have any family and kids, and so he wasn't a very, very involved person in the community and all that kind of stuff. And they literally cut off access to his parcel of land where he ran a simple muffler shop.
Mm, wow.
And he did do all the things that people are going to say, oh, well, it sounds like he just went crazy. No.
He jumped through the hoops.
He jumped through the hoops. He went to court. He went to the city. He appealed. He paid fines. He did all of the things.
They screwed him anyway and continued
to screw him because he wasn't part of their club.
Mm-hmm.
And so he felt that he had no other recourse. And his... The incidents, of course, are famous. You can find footage. So anyway, I posted an image of it on the Facebook, and now I can't like any comments. I can respond to them with text, but I can't click like. So if somebody responds to my posting and they're like, hey, Captain, that was really cool, I can't click like on that comment.
And did you confirm that other people can click like as far as, like, Facebook isn't broken?
There are likes on some of these posts by other people.
Strange.
It's grayed out for me. Like, I can't, like, the like option is there. When I tap on it, nothing occurs. And I verified that it's not just on my post. Like, I can go to other people's posts and find somebody else commenting. I can't like their comments either.
Wow.
So I can like my own post.
No notice. You didn't get any sort of heads up, like, oh, you've been a bad boy.
Yeah, nothing like that has occurred. And it happened within minutes after posting this photo of the Killdozer. My guess is, the woke team at Facebook is like, oh, that's something to do with violence. It's the Killdozer, right? I'm sure of it, but...
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking on and off about Top Gun as military propaganda.
Oh, hang on. I just wanted to get the quote. Marvin Heemeyer's most famous quote was, sometimes reasonable men must do unreasonable things.
Yeah, they say you can't fight City Hall, and I think he proved them wrong.
All right, let's go to John. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. All right. So do you guys take antagonistic calls, or do you just hang up on them?
Well, if you say something you're not allowed to say on the radio, we will have to get rid of you. But, yeah, we're happy to talk to you about whatever. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I won't curse or anything. But you guys, like, take antagonistic calls or not?
It's an open phone show, dude. We talk to anybody who can dial a phone.
Yeah, we have a communist call pretty much every night, I think. And we are none of us communists.
All right, well, I've heard people call in with opposing views and you hang up on them. So as long as you just won't just, like, hang up on me and then talk about
it. Are you going to get to your point? Because I will disagree with your claim that we just hang up on people who have a different view.
Are you going to interrupt me or are you going to let me get to
it? It depends. What is your point? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So that's you conceding that you want to interrupt me. So first of all, it's kind of laughable that you guys try to adopt the Killdozer as a libertarian, whatever, icon. The Killdozer is a nationalist hero, and we gave him that name. We did. Not you libertarian.
Who's we?
This is the same with who's we? The actual right wing. Not you libertarian.
Said nationalist, though. What do you mean by that?
He was an American nationalist. That's what Sky King, the guy who flew.
What does that mean?
They're both. Yeah, I get the libertarians. You don't know what nationalism is, but it's not surprising that you have to ask that.
I'm asking you because we have an audience out there on a bunch of radio stations that may not know whatever it is that you're talking about. So, what kind of nationalism? What is American nationalism? What is that? Define it.
No, I get you don't know. They all know. I get you don't know. It's every American from the 1600s all the way through maybe the 1970s or 80s. Every American was a nationalist.
That doesn't Walter, define it. What does it mean to be a nationalist?
What does it mean to be a nationalist? Do you know what a nation is?
It's an idea, but I'm asking you.
It's an idea?
A nation, yes, is absolutely an idea. It is a social construction.
What? Oh, really? Is this like, oh, gender and race is a social construct? Yeah, what's the root word of nation? Can you tell me?
Birth.
Oh, yeah, very good. It's a project.
Yeah, natal.
So not an idea.
So you group people together by their birth. That is a social construction.
I don't group people. No, reality groups people together. That's not me.
The grouping is arbitrary. So you have to say this is inside and that is outside, and where you draw that line is a choice.
No, so are you the son of your parents, or did you choose to be that?
I am the son of my parents.
Did you choose that, or is that just reality?
That is reality.
So you didn't choose your birth, much the same way you don't choose your nation.
The nation is completely arbitrary based on lines on a map that were drawn by men who are now long dead at this point.
It is mostly these days drawn according to geography. However, in times past, it has been drawn according to lineage and according to other factors. So where you decide is the cutoff point for being in or out of a nation is arbitrary.
You're wrong. No, a nation is not borders. Borders change.
So what is a nation? Why don't you just define it for us?
Here, I'll do it for you.
I want to hear his definition.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Do you have a magic rectangle?
I'm walking you to the water, but I want you to drink. So just walk with me for a moment. Are you your parents' son, no matter where you are in the
world?
We
already covered that.
No, we didn't. I asked you another question, if you can hear. I know that beard might be in your ears, but try and listen.
So unequivocally, I am my parents' son. So if you say, am I my parents' son in a box? I am my parents' son. Am I my parents' son with a fox? I am my parents' son. So let's get on to the next part.
Well, actually, hold on there, John. We're going to put you on hold here for just a moment because, well, you're from the Internet, and there's a chance that you might say something on the radio you're not supposed to say, and so we have to deal with our dump machine here. And so just stand by. We will continue. We'll bring him back. We'll see if he can actually define this thing, because that's all I asked him for. Simple definition from his perspective of what an American nationalist is. But go ahead with your. I just looked up
nation. Right?
Yeah.
A large body of people united by common descent, history, culture, or language, inhabiting a particular country or territory.
And he claimed that the killdozer guy, Marvin Heemeyer, was an American nationalist.
And well, no, he said that they gave him the name killdozer and that they were the actual right. And libertarians never claimed to be the right. So
yeah, I'm glad he acknowledges we're not. Yeah.
Indeed. More coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at the number 603-283. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Eagles Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Coming up in 3 weeks, roughly 3 weeks, we got ForkFest. It will be the 6th annual ForkFest. It's a decentralized libertarian camping event happening in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. It's happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which for the second year in a row is a sold-out event. But ForkFest doesn't have tickets, so the only way that ForkFest could sell out is if the campground itself sells out. And judging on previous years, that's probably not going to happen, but it could. We don't know. We look forward to seeing it. Usually it's a lower key, more laid back follow-up, if you will, to the Porcupine Freedom
Festival. The after party, if you will.
So, yeah, but it takes a whole week. So come on out June 27th through July 3rd. If you're a liberty-minded person, if you're a right-winger or an American nationalist or whatever the hell, we're going to try to find out what that is because our caller's still on the line. If you're one of those people, you will not feel welcome probably at the Porcupine Freedom Festival because we really want people that love peace and freedom to show up at this thing.
Yeah, and I really want to tell him I appreciate so much the acknowledgement that libertarians are not right wing. I mean, I wish more people did that.
He's back on right now. John calling from Michigan. John, you're back on. You were maybe going to define what you think so-called American nationalist is.
No, I get that you don't know, and you're right that an American nationalist will be allergic to your event because we don't want AIDS. So you're right. We don't want to be anywhere near
that. That's hilarious.
You're right.
No, it's not that I don't necessarily know. I could take a hazard a guess at it, but you're the one claiming to be it, and so for the benefit of our audience out there who may not be aware, maybe you're the first American nationalist they've ever heard on the radio, I'd like for you to define it.
I doubt that, because American nationalists are far more ubiquitous than libertarians, but yeah, the definition that you read off is actually a pretty good one. It's not exact, but it's pretty good. And nothing about the definition that you read is socially constructed. Common descent by race, ethnicity, people.
I only read the definition of nation, though, not American nationalist.
No, but an American nationalist is a member of the American nation who prioritizes his nation instead of other you know, priorities. So the definition you read of nation is pretty good, actually. It's not complete. I wouldn't say it's complete, but the point is nothing about it is socially constructed.
Does it have any other belief system, the idea of American nationalism, or is it just the nation and that's it?
No, it's nationalism. The ism at the end, I you know, kind of signifies as the political ideology, but it's the idea that your nation state should prioritize your nation, which is not socially defined, as we just read off the definition of the nation. It's inherent. It prioritizes it over other priorities.
So would you say, just to clarify, I just want to make sure I'm understanding, would you say that American nationalist is... Hang on, I got questions. So, well, the part of learning a thing is asking questions and having somebody who's an expert answer them. And you're the expert here, okay? So, my question is, can you be an American nationalist and also be a Democrat or a Republican?
In today's world, most the establishment Republicans and all Democrats are not nationalists. No,
they're not.
There's a nationalist wing of the Republican Party. There's virtually no nationalists in the Democratic Party.
Okay, what separates the nationalist wing of the Republicans from the rest of the Republicans?
The Republicans are basically liberals, and they're basically anti-nationalists. They're basically globalists, just like Democrats.
Nationalist is somebody who doesn't want to get involved in any kind of other, let's say, trade globally? You want to close down the borders and only have products manufactured in the United States?
It's called what we had from 1789 to the 1970s, where we had protective tariffs to make sure that people bought, hired, and work American, where you prioritize your American neighbors and your American citizens.
Well, now, hold on a second. You're just talking about tariffs. Those still exist today. You said they cut off in the 70s. Those are still, they still exist today.
Because of nationalists, from 1970 until before Trump, we had globalized free trade.
But in the 1700s, anybody could just roll up on the shores.
You did not have globalized free trade.
This isn't free trade here. But back in the day, people could just roll right into anywhere, any port, and set up shop or build a house or whatever. They didn't have to ask permission. I'm guessing you don't support open borders.
Really?
You support control of immigration.
Oh, really? Do you want me to bring you up to the 1790 Naturalization Act?
I don't care what people wrote down on a piece of paper, dude. There was a huge amount of land in the United States and no government bureaucrats to enforce whether somebody showed up or whether somebody left. So just to clarify, you do believe in border control and border enforcement, right?
Yeah, like what we had from 1790 until 1970, until 1965, actually. Yeah, we had border enforcement all the way down. We had immigration enforcement. We had trade enforcement. We had protective tariffs. We had high taxes on the globalized 1%. We had, we cared about our nation as opposed to other nations because or our other concerns.
We had high taxes on the globalized 1%. What on earth are you talking about? You can tax the people in your geographic area of control. You can't tax people outside of that. Are you talking about tariffs again?
You want me to tell you, or are you just going to ramble? Because I can tell you.
That was a question. That wasn't a ramble.
No.
LRN.FM.
Earlier.
Yep.
That's why we got to be careful.
What was that about? I'm not going to cuss.
Yeah. He claims in the chat room that he's, we're cutting you off because we think you're going to swear. LMAO.
No, we cut you off because you did swear.
Well, he was talking about when we went to break. He described that as cutting him off, even though we held him through and brought him back, only so he would then say the F word on national broadcast radio. If he's so concerned with the nation, why doesn't he respect the FCC's rules? Huh?
I, as far as nationalism is concerned, I'm with Doug Stanhope on this one, and that is nationalism does nothing but teach you to hate people you've never met and to take pride in accomplishments you had no part in.
And you can tell that this person is a hateful individual.
He keeps talking about we did this in the 1700s and no, you didn't, dude. You weren't there.
Yeah, he sounds like he's not older than 30 or whatever, but it doesn't matter.
I'm part of this group, and this group did these things. Okay, if you want to take pride for things that other people did, I don't think that's going to go well for your life.
Yeah, I mean, clearly this person is xenophobic. They're afraid of immigration. They want to have a crackdown on those sorts of things. They want to have an insular kind of nation state.
Well, and since he's talking about the particulars that he was mentioning, like what happened at that point in 1960, the immigration policy removed the racist element of our immigration policy. So I would suspect that that is also something he very strongly agrees in.
Yeah, I bet that would be the case if we were able to keep them and continue the conversation. I'm sure we would have gotten to that part about nationalism. Because usually when you hear the term nationalism, the word that precedes it isn't American. It's usually white nationalism or black nationalism or some sort of race-based belief system. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us, 603-283-6160.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Marriott is suspending all of its operations in Russia. The hotel company is citing restrictions imposed by the U.S., U.K., and EU. Marriott International said in a statement it has come to view that the newly announced restrictions will make it impossible for them to continue to operate or franchise hotels in the Russian market. The company closed its Moscow office and paused the opening of new hotels and all future hotel investment in Russia following the invasion of Ukraine 101 days ago. The baby formula plant that was shuttered after a federal inspection has reopened. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had been closed for 5 months after an FDA inspection discovered unsanitary conditions. The factory produced most of the country's supply of powdered Similac and specialty formulas. Its closure led to the national shortage of baby formula. This is USA Radio News. The GOP nominee for Senator of Pennsylvania is the celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz. His opponent, former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick, conceded to Oz on Friday. He said it became clear to him that Oz would be the nominee, with the recount largely completed. Oz will go on to face Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in the fall. Fetterman has been off the campaign trail in recent weeks after suffering a stroke. He said on Friday that he almost died and urged people to not ignore doctor's orders. A change of view will mean a change in jobs for a Republican congressman. New York's Chris Jacobs says he will not run for a second term. He broke from his party when he announced that he would support an assault weapons ban. Jacobs told the Buffalo News that the mass shooting in Texas and the racially motivated shooting at a Buffalo grocery store changed his stance. That prompted every elected GOP leader who endorsed his re-election bid to withdraw their support. Jacobs also lost the backing of the Republican and conservative parties in the Empire State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Whatever you want, 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Stickles Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
Join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Many features there. All of them are free, including our chat system. It is a Matrix chat server, and you can go to chat.freetalklive.com. to get the instructions on how to get connected to that, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and a bunch of trolls and some of the other Free Talk Live hosts as well.
I wanted to make a comment about the arbitrary nature of where you cut off your nation. So, like,
oh yeah. Okay.
So, like, the people that I would identify with, it has nothing to do with their ancestry. It doesn't even really have to do with their language or any of that. But if you believe in the non-aggression principle, if, like, that's, those are my people.
Yeah.
The people who believe in peace and are moving in that direction.
And those people are all around the planet.
Right. Like, those are my people. I'm blessed by the fact that I've managed to find a place where, unusually, we're in a geographic location, and that's definitely helpful for building community.
Well, and more so, who came together to that specific geographic location because of their shared beliefs, which wasn't possible before the internet, in my opinion.
Right. Right.
The internet, like, sort of, not only, I think a lot of people were like, I'm alone in these thoughts and these beliefs or whatever they were, and, you know, maybe they'd meet one other person in their lifetime or two, an author or something, mm-hmm. you know, who wrote a book or whatever. Oh, it's so good to meet you. I feel less alone because of your book. But No, you could just go move to other people who have your philosophy, and you are accepted by them, and you don't have to feel like you're crazy.
You know, it's too bad that caller, John, had said the F word and we had to drop his call, because I would have been curious to see how he feels about the idea of a national divorce. There's been a lot of talk. It's been a trending idea. It's been spread around in recent months. The people are saying they can't get along anymore, and why should we bother trying? And there's a movement towards peaceful secession. Is he someone who wants to use violence to keep his precious nation together in the same form? He did admit earlier in his call that, well, the borders can move. So maybe he would support that? I don't know. I wonder about
why
that.
Can the borders move? Because they're imaginary.
That's right.
They're an artificial construct, except for, say,
because
like...
Because we took over this area. Except and when for, we took it over, it's ours now.
Except for, save like, a natural border, like a river or an ocean, for example.
Well, that depends on who conquered the land up to that side of the river.
Let's go to the phones here. Jet is on the line. He's in Idaho tonight. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, part of my mission here on Earth is to help people think. So I've got some rhetorical questions for the audience and a major question to discuss. But first I wanted to say, you know, regarding the chemistry thing before, what I tell people is all chemistry is an experiment. And then when Ian was talking about Christianity, he is correct, as usual, that Christianity, or anyone supporting or fomenting war, would be in opposition to true Christianity as a disciple.
Sure.
So, getting to the questions, I still want to know, in my mind, and I want other people to think about this, by what sorcery do certain people get to arrest you, jail you, judge you, and punish you, you know, who, I mean, just other humans, other people. I want the audience to think about that, because we have this thing, you know, the Queen shindig that happened all week, that she's been in power and on the throne more than for 70 years, more than anybody else in history.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know,
it's a
thinking,
long time
okay,
to be on a
so,
toilet.
Yeah. I'm sure she probably spends a lot of time there, but people call her a sovereign, and I'm wondering, are sovereigns above the law? I mean, that's one of my questions. As a queen, do you just get to do whatever, whenever? It doesn't matter because the law does not apply to you? Because
it seems like it.
Well, it seems to me that sovereigns are the ones that make the agreements that matter. And while most people, if they even are familiar with this word, which is unfortunately few of them, mm-hmm. they confine the idea of sovereign to, well, you have control of a nation state, therefore you are a sovereign. Whereas I would say, I am a sovereign, and
yes,
you, if you have decided to take up that mantle, it is your right to become and act like a sovereign.
Now, the majority of people we call lawmakers in this country must consider themselves sovereign, because they're willing to make rules and laws that apply to other people but not themselves. So I'm curious to know if these crazy people, I call them megalomaniacs, decide to come down on the side of restricting the ownership of certain weapons and all, we know that that will not apply to them. So
yes, we do.
They must be sovereigns.
And those that they impose their will upon must be subjects.
Yes.
Yeah. I was, you know, you had mentioned earlier in the show about a free country that's kind of a oxymoron. Well, I was thinking this last week that the Free State Project is similar, you know, free meaning sovereign and state meaning citizen, you know, but
I hadn't thought of that.
Just joking around.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah,
yeah. Hold on. So while we've got you, I wanted to ask, since you have a lot of focus on the idea of a sovereign, what do you think about the fact that the denial of the Russian accounts was the first like cutoff of what they call sovereign debt? Did you have any thoughts on that?
Help me understand more about that.
Okay, so recently, right after Russia invaded Ukraine, they had a bunch of money in accounts with U.S. banks, and on the SWIFT banking system, which is largely U.S. Dominated. And for the first time in hundreds of years, there was a denial of what they call sovereign debt. So, again, this is that idea of those who even know what this term means usually use it in reference to a country's debt. So, like, the Russian nation is what they call a sovereign nation, and sovereign nations throughout the world had never had their debts denied. Even if you, whether you were in Asia, Africa, didn't matter. You were a sovereign nation and never had your claims of your property been denied. Until now.
Well, all these monkeys, you know, I agree, you know, with the concept of liberty, and that is that we're all sovereigns. That was the whole idea of creating this, in quotes, nation. But my feeling, of course, is that all these monkeys who draw lines on maps and separate themselves because they think that somehow they need to be in charge over here. I mean, little tiny countries, big, huge countries, we call them countries, but they're nothing but kingdoms of megalomaniacs who believe that they are the rulers of the universe. I can't explain it anymore. They're just all mentally ill.
Yeah, and what's strange to me is that even that agreement amongst themselves seems to be breaking down. Like, by doing that, the United States government is no longer recognizing the sovereignty even of a nation state, which is very strange.
Well, the United States, once again, is these things we've talked about it all the time about how it's a fiction, it's an idea, it's a concept. It's not reality, because reality is something, I believe, reality is something that you can have within the five senses. You can touch it, smell it, you know, hear it, taste it, whatever the other one is. When you think about something and imagine something, you can't put your hands on it. That is an imagination.
Indeed. The previous caller, of course, could not fathom that concept. That previous guy, thank you for the call, Jet, he truly believes the nation is a real thing. That's how deep into that religion he is. To come back to the previous discussion.
Indeed.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. He's seeing visions. That's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and phones are open here if you want. You can join us in the remaining moments at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here tonight. Ian.
Nicholas Mountain here. And the captain.
And I didn't get to give you the ForkFest website earlier because we got distracted.
What?
ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn about it. It's coming up in just a few weeks, so if you're not planning to come by now, you probably should get your RV site or your motel room or camping site with Rogers Campground as soon as possible. Lock it in and then come on up, and Free Talk Live will be there. We'll be hopefully broadcasting from the event from June 27th through July 3rd. It's ForkFest.party. It's an unofficial website because there's nothing official with ForkFest because there's no real organization. There's no tickets. There's no bureaucracy. There's no organizers. It's just you have to organize whatever you want to see happen. So if you want a poker game to happen, put it together. If you want a concert to happen, just bring your instruments, you know, so it's up to you to make a thing happen there. Or just chill out with other liberty-minded folks for the week, and we'll look forward to seeing you. ForkFest.party, to the phones, to the fun. David is on the line, listening in Kansas, in Salina, to KINA. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good evening. You know, again, always fantastic hearing you all on the radio. You know, thoroughly enjoy it. You know, they're a big, big hot topic, especially even in our neck of the woods, is firearms, you know, gun control.
Hmm.
And it's just amazing to me how obtuse people can be in when it comes to the conversation about firearms on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to be as plain as I possibly can. You have a natural right to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
Against evil, regardless of where that evil comes from. You have a natural right. Oh, what do you mean? You can't, you know, it's God-given right, you know, is it coming from the right, you know, and the left is just like, no, we have to ban all guns because we can't trust human beings, you know, but we can trust the government.
which is made up of human beings.
That is always the breakdown in their, I guess you could call it logic. Like, they have this idea that, okay, you are children. You are immature. You cannot be trusted with these dangerous toys. So we, the adults in the room, the responsible parties, have to take those away from you. It's like, okay, but you're talking about human beings. Like, you aren't making a qualification for that. You're just saying people can't be trusted with these implements. Okay, so
except
who's
going to
take them?
Yes.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? Yeah. It has to be other people. Like, there's no space aliens coming down to beam away all of our gunpowder. Like, no, it's human beings. So you're saying, since human beings can't be trusted with this, we must trust fewer and fewer human beings with it.
So the question, of course, in my mind is, why would I want or trust an organization, government in the state in this instance, to take guns away from everybody else when they've already ruled that they don't have any duty to protect anybody?
Mm-hmm.
But that same organization also is currently shipping hundreds of thousands of guns and rockets to the Ukraine.
Yeah.
So they'll go out of their way to arm other people elsewhere, but they'll tell you here that you can't arm yourself? No, I'm sorry.
Exactly. Against an oppressive, you know, government or an oppressive organization. That's the thing that just absolutely blows my mind. When I see people who are supporting Ukraine, they put the blue and the gold, you know, and whatever social media page they're on, I support Ukraine, by the way, turning your guns. It's doublespeak. It's hypocrisy.
If anyone has proven themselves to be untrustworthy, it's agents of the state. I mean, these people are constantly telling lies. Not just the politicians, but the head police chief and all the way on down the line. Everybody. They're encouraged to lie, and they get away with it.
Yeah, that's right. And the biggest thing that blows my mind, too, is when I talk about the history of gun control and who it disproportionately affects the most in this country historically, minorities, black and brown people, and their access to firearms. It was just like, oh, that sounds like white male privilege to me.
Yeah, the biggest institution of gun control in this country was because the newly freed slaves had scared so many people. Well, we can't let them have guns. So they started passing these massive measures to make sure that they weren't an armed free black people.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the point I try to make, is that gun control is designed to oppress or suppress another group of people.
Yeah, sure.
And you will never tell me that someone is going to take care of me, because I have been a victim of gun crime, gun violence. I myself have been a victim in my hometown at a time when Kansas said I could not defend myself with a handgun.
Well, surely the police were right there to help you in that situation, right?
Hell no. You know where they were? They were down the block dealing with a drunk driver who, come to find out, beat the drunk driving case because he wasn't drunk driving.
Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm
well,
laughing because
my friend are getting shot at, and my friend getting shot, where are they? Down the block dealing with a drunk driver who wasn't even drunk.
Right. Well, as we've seen, when there's actual danger to be found, the police are just 90 minutes outside standing around before they'll do anything about it in the recent
Texas. They're not doing nothing. They're making sure that you don't go in there and save your children.
They sure did.
Because we already went in and saved our kids, so.
David, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, no, it's just, you know what, speeding is legal for a price.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, any of these so-called laws that have a dollar figure attached to them just mean
the tax.
That it's legal for that price. You are absolutely spot on.
Thank you, David. Appreciate the call and the thoughts here tonight. Let's go to nobody else in Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Hi, how's everyone doing?
What's on your mind?
Ian, I have a question. Like, how many police officers have you pissed off in your life?
I don't know. I don't know how they're feeling inside when I talk to them.
Yeah, my
Okay. The point is, going back to yesterday's conversations, and the guy after I called in.
Okay, just to recap briefly, yesterday's conversation was you talking about you were in jail, that there was some controversy because you allegedly might have said something about a drug dealing jail guard, and the jail guard sent inmates after you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, and my points are this: like the next caller called in and he said that, you know, he was desperate to, you know, smoke a joint and stuff. And I'm for, you know, marijuana, and I would love to have had the marijuana in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have been great. But they weren't doing. It was the desperation aspect that I was watching, and that's why I want to, you know, speak up about it, because it was. And here's the thing, too. I'm for, you know, maybe like assisted suicide, but I don't want to watch people commit suicide. And that's basically what I was witnessing in jail. So it's the concept of, you know, people doing drugs recreationally versus like poison. I was witnessing people poisoning themselves willingly because the jail was putting them in desperate situations. And I want to make that clear. And then just... And nobody made a comment, and I'm completely fine with it. And people, yes, have some, you know, it's okay to criticize me, but can we criticize the system? It's like, no way. The police can't take criticism. Can the jail take the criticism? And nobody's comment was like, you know, it's a typical kind of thing, and I'm completely fine with it. Like, snitches get stitches.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you were snitching on people, and so it's understandable.
Yeah.
You're going to get targeted.
Exactly. But here's the thing, too. Like, again, Ian, do you want people, like, if you were intimidated, what are you going to do? And that's the thing.
It depends on the situation. I wouldn't be snitching on people. If you're going to take drugs in jail, if you're going to smuggle drugs in jail, as far as I'm concerned, that's your business.
That's actually one of the few good things.
Who am I snitching on? Here's the thing. My thing is, who am I snitching on? I'm not snitching. I'm not trying to. And it was cleared up.
It sounded like you snitched on the jail guard. It was.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. On the jail guard.
He was doing people a favor. He was trying to bring drugs into the jail.
He's poisoning. That's what I'm trying to say. You're saying he's doing people a favor.
Trying to kill themselves with the drugs, then that's their choice, too. It's their body. It's their choice.
Exactly. But then that's what I'm saying.
You took that away from them when you snitched out their dealer. So that's why people got upset at you. You know, it's pretty obvious to me what happened there. Now, again, I wasn't there. I don't know all the ins and the outs or the dirty details or whatever. But thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time.
I just wish we weren't putting these harmless people behind bars, because most of them didn't do anything to anybody.
That's true. Most people in jails are there without any victim whatsoever. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.